Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day which represents the anniversary, the one-year anniversary of another very significant day. We are told the day that George Floyd was murdered. And yes, his assailant, the police officer Derek Chauvin, has been convicted of second and third degree murder. So as what's changed since that time? Has it really been the day that changed everything? A new poll actually raises some questions about that and about the impact of the BLM movement, the Black Lives Matter movement. There's also some devastating numbers about what has actually happened in America in the 1 year since the George Floyd killing. We will get to all of that and get to the right response by American politicians. One new politician is a 38-year-old candidate for U.S. Senate in the state of Washington, who a lot of weary Republicans who are very tired of losing in the state of Washington are saying Tiffany Smiley might be different. We'll talk to her about why a little bit later this hour. We'll also be speaking about a perceived upsurge of anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic incidents throughout the country. And, of course, people on the left are saying, no, no, it's not really anti-Semitism. It's just anti-Zionism. Is there a difference? We'll be speaking about that with David Harsanyi coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And also the very latest on very, very controversial new comments by Marjorie Taylor Greene that are seeing many of her fellow conservatives, many of her fellow Republicans, pushing back at the gentle lady from Georgia. We will get to that as well. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First up, on the anniversary of George Floyd's death, there was an AP report that was going on because the anniversary is being observed, of course, at George Floyd Square. It's what they call an autonomous zone. They're not sending police officers in there. And an AP reporter was interrupted in the middle of broadcasting from that place. And it sounded like this. This is clip four.
Well, look, it's not going to be signed in time, at least according to the timeline that the White House and U.S. President Joe Biden had. They wanted this bill of comprehensive police reform to be... just got to be careful here with some gunshot. Excuse us. It sounds like gunshots. I'll let you know what this is. These seem to be gunshots. Where is that?
We're okay.
We're just gonna go.
Yeah, it sounds like gunshots. They were gunshots, and information received from eyewitnesses was that a suspect vehicle was seen leaving the area at a high rate of speed. Okay, this is going on at George Floyd Square, a memorial to his legacy, to the meaning of his death. Those gunshots part of it? That part of Minneapolis, that precinct that basically the police have abandoned, has seen a 112% increase in the rate of homicide. Almost a one-third increase in the rate of rape in just 1 year. And yet people are talking about the death of George Floyd being a turning point, a hinge of history. There's a piece that it came out, it's published by CNN, by Peniel Joseph, who is the Barbara Jordan Chair in Ethics and Political Values and the founding director of the Center for the Study of Race and Democracy, boy, there's a big title, at the LBJ School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas at Austin, where he's also a professor of history. And he writes, 1 year after George Floyd's murder, America finds itself at an existential crossroads. This nation can create a multiracial democracy that guarantees black citizenship and dignity, or sustain the status quo of racial oppression undergirded by white supremacy. For a brief moment, dramatic, even revolutionary change seemed not just possible, but inevitable. Black Lives Matter activists created an indelible image of a beloved community whose reach could surpass the political achievements of the civil rights movement. When 15,000 turned out in Brooklyn for a BLM march in support of black trans lives, you could feel history's pulsating throb in real time. Pulsating throb? Really? History's pulsating throb in real time? He goes on, black women, many of them queer and feminist, led many of these efforts. They were joined by Latinx, indigenous, Asian American, Pacific Islander, and white communities who found moral and political renewal and acknowledging black lives mattered as much as their own. And then he writes, that possibility in much of the years since has at best progressed into a raised national consciousness about the realities of systemic racism, and at worst devolved into a politicized shouting match over whether America is or is not a racist country, a searing battle about to whom our history belongs. But that summer of protest, that collective national breath we took, still matters because the structures of violence that brought it to the fore remain with us. Well, the structures of violence that actually afflict people and have actually afflict black people disproportionately are the violence that is involved with criminality, not with police officers or other forces of law enforcement. And it's why the biggest issue facing the country at the moment, and it's going to be a gigantic issue in the election coming up, is law and order and actually public safety, which is probably a better way of expressing it than law and order. Public safety is crucial. Everybody cares about that. The Heather McDonald, who's going to be joining us a little bit later in the show, writes an amazing piece in the Wall Street Journal today about its open season in Minneapolis. 19 children in Minneapolis have been shot this year. It's an increase of 171% over the same period in 2020. Their relatives wonder where the protesters are. Why ain't nobody mad about a 10-year-old, my grandson, fighting for his life? Asked Shari Jennings. She is a grandmother of Ladivone, who is May 17th. She spoke at a mayoral event. Because a cop didn't shoot him, is that why? Ms. Jennings warned of a deadly summer for kids if the mayor and police chief don't step up. Later that day, Ania Allen, 6, was caught in a shootout between rival gangs while in her mother's car. Ania died on May 19th. Minneapolis homicides between January 1st and last week were up 180%. Compared with the same period in 2020, shootings were up 153%. So what do we do about it? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
I'm sorry. sorry, but that is the truth.
The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved Show, we are trying to do a, you'll pardon the expression, reckoning about the last year. Today is the 365th day after the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis. The impact of that killing and the response to it has been utterly disastrous for the city of Minneapolis. If you look at the upsurge in crime there, the numbers are appalling. And actually, there's all kinds of evidence that the American people are less, I repeat, less supportive of the Black Lives Matter movement than they were a year ago. The idea that that is going on, I think, is very relevant. Forbes magazine has a piece about a Morning Consult Politico poll, so it's not a right-wing poll or anything of the kind. It's a poll of more than 2,000 adults. It was conducted last week. And just under half of U.S. adults currently hold favorable views of the Black Lives Matter movement. Last May, a year ago, right after the George Floyd killing, and remember, Black Lives Matter had been around since Michael Brown's death years before, but right after George Floyd was killed, 61% had a favorable view. Now it's 48%. And the number of people who think that police violence is a serious problem in the U.S., that's also down by 10%. Some 46% of U.S. adults think race relations have worsened over the last 5 years. Only 30% expect them to improve in the next 5 years. So this pulsating moment, throbbing pulsating moment in history, where you can get 15,000 demonstrating for the rights of black trans women in Brooklyn, that cited in the piece by Peniel Joseph. He also suggests that we face continuous assaults on black voting rights. That didn't stop absolutely record black voting turnouts across the country in this last election. Actually, record turnouts of everybody. People participated, and they weren't stopped from doing anything. We face continuous assaults on black voting rights, he writes, resistance to telling the truth about American history, and political roadblocks to efforts to achieve reparations for the wealth that has been plundered from the African-American community. Does anyone really believe that any Congress, that any court system, that any government imaginable in the United States is going to authorize a massive program of reparations? It's not going to happen, and it's one of the reasons you've heard so little about it from the Biden administration or, frankly, from anybody else. And here's something that Peniel Joseph writes about, this again over at CNN. He talks about America last faced such a moral crossroads, he says, in 1968 in the aftermath of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination and the widespread urban rebellions that followed. They weren't rebellions. They were riots. This is like calling the attack on the Capitol an insurrection. It was a riot. And were these rebellions following Martin Luther King's death? Were they part of a plan to actually replace the government or undo the government or turn over the United States? No. They were spasms of violence caused by hurt and disappointment and despair, of course, but also that featured, most of them, prolific examples of looting. And Peniel Joseph writes, the choice then was between achieving King's dream to complete Reconstruction's unfinished business and the law and order rhetoric of Richard Nixon, a call to our nation's worst racial impulses that anticipated Trump's big lie. I have absolutely no idea what he's talking about there, how Nixon's call for law and order that got him elected president twice, frankly, and the second time in a huge landslide, that rhetoric was comparable to a claim that you had won the election when you didn't? Which is, I think, what he's trying to say. Look, it's a ridiculous position, because the reason that Nixon won was not because of law and order rhetoric. It was because of surging crime realities. The American people were concerned about public safety. And I believe the American people are now. Because if you look at what has been going on in our country, it's appalling. And again, just the report from Minneapolis alone. After Floyd's death, writes Heather McDonald, the Minneapolis City Council called for abolishing the police department, remember that? And replacing it with a new, transformative model for cultivating safety. Abolition didn't happen, but some folks in the community got the message anyway that they have a sort of open season on their enemies. So said Alicia Smith. She's the executive director of the Corcoran Neighborhood Association. Attrition is accomplishing the same goal as defunding, writes Heather McDonald. At least 200 officers have resigned or gone on leave since May 2020, leaving the Minneapolis Police Department understaffed by nearly a third. Officers' morale and mission were destroyed by the failure to defend the Third Precinct and to prevent the torching and looting of businesses during the May 2020 riots. Newly retired Lieutenant Kim Voss wrote in a February 2021 op-ed. The area around what is now called George Floyd Square is still burned out and desolate, isolated within a civilian-enforced police-free zone. I am afraid. I am frustrated. I am mentally ill right now, a local barbecue shop owner told the Star Tribune in March. City Council member Alondra Cano told the paper that she hears from senior citizens who sleep in the bathtub to avoid being shot at night and whose bus routes for parking, for picking up medications and groceries have been disrupted or canceled by the autonomous zone. The Floyd family has pledged $500,000 of its $27 million wrongful death settlement with the city to black business owners at George Floyd Square. That won't compensate the barbecue shop owner and his neighbors if diners and shoppers still have to dodge bullets, not to mention AP reporters, we played that for you, and employees are still getting carjacked. Okay, as lawless as Minneapolis has been, it's hardly atypical. So what do we do about it on a national basis? We'll ask a Republican Senate candidate, a challenger for one of the most entrenched liberals in Washington, coming up.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One person is reportedly hurt after at least 10 gunshots were fired at George Floyd Square in Minneapolis. It happened today on the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Minneapolis police saying a vehicle raced out of the area. The area is still considered an autonomous zone, so police were not able to respond as quickly. The victim's injury is believed to be non-life-threatening. President Biden is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a trip to Europe next month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki defending the decision of Biden sitting down with Putin.
This is how diplomacy works. We don't work together. We don't meet with people only when we agree. It's actually important to meet with leaders when we have a range of disagreements. We don't regard the meeting with the Russian president as a reward. We regard it as a vital part of defending America's interests.
USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Tiffany Smiley is a young woman. She's a political newcomer. She has gathered a great deal of national attention because she's taking on an icon of the Democratic Party who for 30 years has been elected and reelected and reelected and reelected almost without a serious challenge. But there are lots of Latin and national commentators who are saying, hold on. This time, it might be different. Tiffany, very glad to meet you on the phone, and congratulations on making this race. Why are you doing it?
Thank you. Happy to be here. You know, our family has sacrificed greatly for this country, and we're now raising 3 amazing boys. And so why I'm doing this is I'm standing up to be an advocate and a servant leader for the people of Washington State. It's clear that politicians have brought bad policy, Patty Murray's policies over the last few years. People have really felt the pain of it. I know our family has. And 16 years ago, we felt the pain of bad policy when my husband was blinded in Iraq by a suicide car bomb. So, you know, we teach our boys on a daily basis when you have the opportunity to stand up and do good for others that we always do that. And so that is why I'm in this race. I am standing up for Washington families, business owners, to be an advocate for them and bring Washington State values to Washington, D.C., because it is clear that Patty Murray has not been in this state much. She's not in touch. She has not earned votes, and she's phoning it in from Washington, D.C. And that is not how our democracy should be run.
Okay, I've read a little bit about your amazing story with your husband, Scotty, who lost permanently vision in both eyes because of this evil terrorist car bomber in Iraq. And you actually had to go to war, you'll pardon the expression,
yeah,
with the bureaucracy at the Veterans Administration to get both the care you needed and to... Am I right? He is the first blind officer who has continued his service in the U.S. Army. Is that right?
Yes, you are correct. Yes. I 16 years ago, I was working as a nurse, serving my neighbors in emergency situations, and received the phone call that all military spouses dread. One thing they were certain of is that Scotty, the shrapnel from the suicide bomber, took out both of his eyes. So they're very certain that he would never see again. The other thing that they weren't certain about is if he would survive. And that is the phone call I received, and I did two things that day. I resigned from my nursing job, and I took packed my bag and took a one-way flight out to Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. And instead of, I walked into that situation, instead of being greeted with sympathy and help, I was actually greeted with a bureaucratic system of red tape, and was very quickly brought into a room, and since I had power of attorney, asked to medically retire my husband from the Army, which is normal protocol, right? I mean, that's normal protocol. He was clearly blind. But I stood up for him on that day, and I said, no. As a nurse, we are advocates, and I believe that my husband, should have access to fully recover and to make sure that he had all of the technology and resources that he would need to live a purposeful life, regardless of what his disability was. And so I told them no. They looked at me like, they had never heard that before. And I said, I'm not signing it. The doctor reminded me, that my husband had no eyes and couldn't see, and said, sign the paperwork. There's never been someone to continue service to our country. And I said, no, he'll be the first. And Scotty would go on to become the first, like you mentioned, first blind active duty officer to continue service to our country. And we, continued service for a whole nother decade with my husband blind. And, when we went to retire, we faced another bureaucratic system and struggles within the VA. And, I love this country so much. And this is why I'm standing up. In what other country can you come up to the government and offer a new solution and offer a new way and have it implemented? Not just for my family. I wasn't just standing up for Scotty and I, but I was standing up for thousands of families like ours. And I just, now is the time that we have to stand up. And I think 2022 is an opportunity for all of us in this country to break through the status quo, the government bureaucracy, and the career politicians who are overtaxing, overspending, and driving our country in a direction that I know our family didn't sacrifice for. I will always stand up and fight for what is right. And that is the fight that our family has going into this race.
Okay, speaking about what is right, we have been talking just before you came on the air about the law enforcement crisis we have,
yeah,
right now in the United States, with police officers demoralized, police officers scapegoated for every sort of problem imaginable. I take it that you would be a strong voice in Washington, D.C. in support of law enforcement.
Absolutely. We have to protect our law and order in this country across the board. I just saw someone posted in North Carolina, don't Seattle or Charlotte. And I thought, how sad, right? How sad. Let's protect and reinforce and give our law enforcement all of the resources and training that they need. I mean, it's ludicrous to think we can defund them and take away resources and have safe streets. We are endangering our children. And not only that, I think of the courageous law enforcement families. I have friends who send their husband out on SWAT team at night and wonder if they're going to come back. So we absolutely need to protect law and order. And I guess we need to ask ourselves in the state too. If Charlotte's already saying that, do we want the rest of Washington State to look like Seattle? That is a perfect example of bad policy.
Well, and again, as somebody in this area, you just see it everywhere with
right.
The graffiti and the endless homeless encampments. And it's the U.S. Senate, and these are local matters to some
right.
extent. But don't you think more federal leadership could help with this crisis of homelessness that we're
exactly.
experiencing in the country?
Exactly. Like, where has Patty Murray been? her silence is absolutely deafening, right, as the summer of love took place and people were killed, as business owners are packing up and leaving Seattle, as kids are walking across needles and homeless encampments to go to school. She's on the Health and Education Committee. She's a chairwoman. Where is she? Where's the leadership? You can always be a leader. You know, anyone can go in and vote and push a button. We need leaders who will stand up and advocate for what is right for this state. Stand up for our future and our children, their education. Stand up for our families and their health care. And stand up for our small businesses. And people who are trying to make a comeback after a year of a pandemic. And her solution is to tax more, right? Strap our children with an American Express bill.
Well,
that's not the solution to going forward.
No, I'll tell you one solution would be the earthquake that would be involved for the Republican Party, for the country, for the conservative cause. If Tiffany Smiley can bring off this upset in this underdog but exciting campaign. We've posted material on how to contact your campaign, how to support you in your efforts to actually win the first statewide race for a Republican. What, since, 1994, I think it is, when Slade Gorton won his last term.
Yeah.
But Tiffany Smiley is the name of the candidate. And she is going to be formidable. I hope that you and Patty Murray have a whole series of debates and you make some of the same points you were making today. Go to our website, go to michaelmedved.com and find out about the Tiffany Smiley campaign. She's also doing a big event in King County, the Belly of the Beast. Coming up this Thursday. You can also find out about that. We'll post the information. We will be right back. Godspeed, Tiffany Smiley. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show on this 1 year anniversary of the most famous killing in recent American history. Maybe even the most famous killing in this country since the death of John F. Kennedy in 1963. I don't know. Maybe that's saying too much. But George Floyd's death a year ago has provoked all kinds of changes in America. And one of them appears to be an increase in violence. By the way, in response to that increase in violence, if not to the George Floyd death itself, there's been a very sharp increase in purchase of firearms. But the lawlessness preceded that. And Heather McDonald writes in the Wall Street Journal, as lawless as Minneapolis has become, it is hardly atypical. Drive-by shootings and homicides jumped nationwide during and after the Floyd riots. Homicides rose 50% in Chicago in 2020, 46% in New York City, and 38% in Los Angeles. The U.S. saw the largest annual percentage increase in homicides in recorded history in 2020. That increase has continued in 2021. The number of shooting victims in Chicago was up 43% in the first 3 months of 2021 compared with the same period in 2020. Through May 16th, the number of shooting victims in New York is up. Hold on. It's up 78.6% over a year ago. In the Bronx, from which they elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the number of homicides up 165%. She writes, the media and Democratic politicians attribute the crime increase to the pandemic and attendant shutdowns, but the violence surge of 2020 began only after the George Floyd riots, more than 2 months after COVID-19 devastated the economy. No other industrialized country saw anything comparable. Crime dropped in the UK. Crime dropped in Canada, where lockdowns were more severe than in the U.S. Greg Abbott the governor of Texas, who increasingly is looking and sounding like one of those potential presidential candidates. The word is that the retiring governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, is thinking of a presidential race, along with the Arkansas Senator, Tom Cotton, and, of course, Governor DeSantis in Florida. But here's Governor Abbott talking about signing a bill that would prohibit any cities in Texas from defunding the police. This is clip one.
I'm about to sign a law that will ensure that cities in the state of Texas will not be able to defund police. First, the context, and that is that you pointed out what's going on in Minneapolis, where it is both a tragedy and a disaster, what's going on for the residents of Minneapolis because of the defunding of police. And you've seen the same thing in Portland and Seattle and Chicago and New York, etc. Harris, unfortunately, we had the same thing happen here in the state of Texas, where the city of Austin defunded police, which is why you saw that tragic situation reported in Austin, Texas.
Okay, again, this all goes along with, it's part of that broken windows theory of law enforcement. Part of what contributes to that and also results from it. When there's a general breakdown in authority, and part of that is represented by broken windows, by graffiti, and by homeless encampments everywhere, which they're now trying to do something about in Austin. Jen Psaki today, the White House press spokesman, was actually pressed on this question of police budgets on the day of the anniversary. She is pressed by Peter Ducey of Fox News. The exchange sounded like this. Listen.
The mayor of St. Louis says that she believes that more police does not prevent crime. Does President Biden agree with that?
The president believes there's a number of steps that need to be taken to rebuild trust in communities. Police reform is long outdated. He also believes that there needs to be funding for local programs and local initiatives. And there's not going to be a shortage of funding under our watch.
Okay. Moving pretty decisively away from defunding the police. And that's a good thing. But David Hogg, best known as an advocate, I think he's now a student at Harvard, but he was one of those kids at Parkland High School who is a one-issue kind of guy. His issue is guns, firearms. And here's what he had to say about the current situation on CNN. Listen.
As a country, oftentimes we would rather, unfortunately, turn on each other and point to someone's skin color or point to someone's immigration status or their gender or their sexual identity and claim that's the threat, when in reality, we should all be working together against the sources of evil that are creating this gun violence and the injustice that promotes this gun violence and gun purchases in the first place.
Okay, does injustice promote gun violence and gun purchases? What promotes gun purchases is clearly a feeling and a desire on the part of many, many people, and including people in the black community, including people in the Latino community, to try to protect themselves. If the police are going to have a tough time doing that, if they are going to be blocked from the kind of police service and law enforcement that can make a real difference. Let me just go to this, because this is so heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking. And again, this report by Heather McDonald of Manhattan Institute is going to be joining us later. But she takes a look at, of the at least 100 homicide victims in Minneapolis in the last year, which is a huge increase. I mean, for a city of Minneapolis' size, which has had a pretty good record with its murder rate, this is disastrous. She says of the at least 100 homicide victims in Minneapolis since May 25th, 2020, only one was killed by a cop. That victim was a suspected gun runner who had tried to run over officers before shooting at them through his car window, causing them to return fire. There is little evidence that the Minneapolis Police Department systematically violates black civil rights, but Attorney General Merrick Garland has opened a civil rights investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department anyway. If history is any guide, the resulting consent decree will cause crime to increase in the city as officials back off further from practicing proactive policing. The victims of that additional crime increase will, as always, she writes, be disproportionately black. Listen to this. At least three quarters of Minneapolis's homicide and shooting victims are black, though the city is less than 20% black. Sharpton and Ben Crump have no answers to that dilemma, so they ignore it. And she concludes this way, and this is profound and important and something worth taking away on this day of commemoration, a year after the death of George Floyd. While police need, she writes, to train relentlessly in de-escalation and sound tactics, they are not the problem in minority communities. Criminals are. As long as the police are demonized and scapegoated, law-abiding residents of high-crime neighborhoods will continue to live in fear and wonder why no one protests when their loved ones are murdered by gangs with guns. Boy, is that right. Speaking of gangs with guns, there's actually been a new kind of anti-Semitism that has emerged in America in response, they say, to the 11-day war that took place in the Middle East between Hamas and Israel. And what's happened? Gangs of people, not just lone nuts like these synagogue shooters in Poway, California, or in Pittsburgh, but gangs of people seeking out Jewish people to beat up and to attack. So is that a serious outbreak of anti-Semitism, or is it just anti-Zionism, just a response to Israel? We'll be talking about that with David Harsanyi, senior writer for National Review, and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.